to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, November 7th, 2012, the day after Election Day. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I imagine we'll probably get a lot of calls today. Obviously, the big news, the election yesterday, Barack Obama is going to have a second term in the White House. How much of that is illusion and how much is reality? We still don't know and cannot possibly know. But according to the Electoral College count, he's 303 to Mitt Romney's 206. He won the popular vote by about 2 million, which is a comfortable margin here. The GOP lost seats in the Senate, but the House is still going to be controlled by the GOP. So that's kind of how that whole thing is shaping up. And everybody is, you know, they're saying this is great, this is disaster. They're all still going along on this idea that the difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama was going to be really significant for the nation. And no, it isn't. It's really just which cronies get their turn at the trough for the next 4 years here. But I want to point out, you know, all those media pundits who are out there saying it's going to be neck and neck, and we're even predicting a Romney victory. Karl Rove was out there predicting a Romney victory. George Will was out there. Michael Barone, Charles Krauthammer, they were all out there saying, yes, Romney's going to win here. And I think this kind of puts to rest this so-called myth of liberal media bias, because very clearly the media bias over the last couple of months has been very much pro-Wall Street, pro-Mitt Romney, and even Drudge Report had their Dewey defeats Truman moment last night. And it wasn't Drudge's fault, but in fact, apparently some fake statistics were published by the Cincinnati Inquirer indicating Romney was way ahead in Ohio. Which turned out to be completely false. In fact, Ohio was one of the big surprises because, after all the vote fraud that was being reported there, tag Romney buying up voting machines and all the rest of it, a lot of people were presuming that Ohio was going to go red and be in Mitt Romney's column, but it was a surprise. It went to Obama rather, decisively and early on. Now, Florida was flipping back and forth, all night long, Romney, Obama, but eventually settled into the Obama campaign. Narrow margin, not enough to go in and start lawsuits and stuff, so we're not going to have to go through that again. I think this should remind everybody that the Jewish vote is not the campaign decider that it used to be, and Beebe's commercials in Florida clearly were ineffective. Now, up in New York over at Public Broadcasting, of course, Big Bird is doing the happy dance and reminds us all that the Romney concession speech is brought to you by the letters F and U. How Romney lost. Now, this is an article that we linked to out of the National Review where they're just wringing their hands. How could this happen? And they've got this whole slew of articles analyzing what went wrong. And yet none of these articles dare mention the GOP's leadership's railroading of Ron Paul out of the nomination, despite his wide grassroots support and the creation of this manufactured candidate, Mitt the Twit, and trying to shove him down our throats. And he had so little grassroots support, they were faking the photos of his rallies to enlarge the crowds. We caught him using Photoshop, not even good Photoshop work, just very crappy Photoshop work trying to enlarge the crowds. This is a repeat of what we saw in 2008, in which Ron Paul, again with a clearly superior advantage in grassroots support, was edged out of the race so John McCain and Caribou Barbie could walk to the nomination. Now, twice in a row is no accident, and twice in a row proves it's deliberate. And this was a slap in the face for many Republican voters. And as a result, many Republican voters, myself included, we just stayed home last night out of sheer disgust. But nobody wants to talk about that. We're going to have more of this after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO. Chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, set the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, welcome back to our show. And as we mentioned first segment, the GOP is licking their wounds. They're trying to find somebody to blame for the loss of the White House and the loss of seats in the Senate. They're pointing fingers. They're trying to find somebody to scapegoat and blame. And we're seeing all the pundits and everything out there. And what they're not talking about is how the GOP leadership alienated a large segment of their own supporters by railroading Ron Paul out of the race twice in a row, 2008 and 2012, and coming up with these obviously manufactured controllable candidates that nobody really wanted to vote for. And going over at the National Review and looking at all the articles, they're just trying to say, oh, it's somebody else's fault or it's God's will or something like that. And I posted my comments about this at the National Review and immediately drew a firestorm of comments and criticism. Yeah, Ron Paul's a kook. You're nuts. He's not electable. Neither apparently was Mitt Romney. But it is obvious from those responses and all these articles, the GOP leadership is unwilling and unable to objectively analyze how they alienated their own support base, which means the GOP is doomed and the U.S. could easily turn into a one-party system just like the former USSR and Nazi Germany. So the GOP did it to themselves. They're trying to find somebody to blame. And they really need to look into a mirror on that one. Now, today I'm watching the corporate media, and it's all about the election and analyzing and reassuring everybody that this was all on the up and up. which is a good reason to tune it out. There is a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. There's been a major downturn on the stock market. CNN isn't even running their little ticker that they normally have at the bottom of the screen. They don't want you thinking about that. There's also a developing situation over in Athens, Greece. We're going to get into a little bit later in the show. But the austerity package vote is still being debated in the parliament. There was an attempt to basically challenge its constitutionality that failed. They're still speechifying. Huge crowd, hundreds of thousands of people surrounding parliament. The riot police have already started trying to drive them back with tear gas, flashbang grenades, rubber bullets. This is brutal repression of a peaceful demonstration, which I thought that was grounds for an immediate U.S. invasion here. But we're going to be keeping an eye on that. I would not be surprised if they put the vote off entirely, you know, and delay it and say, we'll come back to this later in the week, because obviously the people inside the parliament have to be very much afraid, because that crowd outside the parliament is going to go from zero to enraged mob in about 3.2 seconds when that austerity package is passed, because they've had it with austerity. They've had it with this policy of you must make do with less so the bankers can have more. And even if the parliament does pass the austerity package, the Greek people just aren't going to go along with it. And so this is a no-win situation, and this is what happens when you allow private central banking to control your nations here. So, again, getting back to the election last night, the Republicans are trying to blame the Liberty Movement, the third-party candidates. They're saying anybody who votes third party is a kook. By the way, Gary Johnson apparently got 1% of the popular vote. We are told, again, we don't know. This election system is completely untrustworthy. And we're the butt of a great many jokes in the foreign media here. Little bit of good news. Remember Todd Akin, legitimate rape Todd Akin? He went down to flaming defeat against Claire McCaskill for his idiocy. And that's another thing that the Republicans ought to be looking at. You can't be morons on the campaign trail and expect to do very well here, because the Republican voters aren't morons. And in this age of the internet, you can't get away with faking rally pictures, and you can't get away with saying these absurd extremist statements to try and inflame controversy, because they're going to come back on you. Now, here in Hawaii, both Linda Lingle and Ben Cayetano lost their races.
Oh, poor Ben Cayetano. We're also heartbroken.
Sorry, didn't mean to get in there. Obviously, Israel is very upset over Obama's victory last night. They had basically bet the farm on Mitt Romney. That's why Netanyahu was over here doing commercials and campaigning for Mitt Romney, which may be a violation of both U.S. and Israeli election laws. Not that that ever bothered Netanyahu. Netanyahu's big problem, however, of course, is that he backed Mitt Romney. He made no bones about the fact he wanted his childhood buddy and obedient slave Mitt Romney in the White House. And by doing so, he's burned his bridges with the Obama administration. Obama is not going to be kindly disposed to Israel's agenda on anything from this point on. And, of course, this is causing huge problems for Netanyahu. His challenger from the Kadima Party is already out there saying Netanyahu should have minded his own business and be taking care of business here in Israel, not going around the world interfering with U.S. elections and trying to start war with Iran. And Netanyahu has painted himself into a corner, especially on the Iran issue. He can't back down. And so, Israel's attitude right now is, oh, we've lost a huge amount of our American support. We're going to have to depend on ourselves right now. Well, frankly, most modern nations try to do that anyway. But Israel is so used to parasitism against Europe and the United States, when one of the parasitic hosts breaks away, even partly, it's considered a national tragedy over there. Now, I've been getting all these emails about how, oh, Obama's reelection, it's a disaster, it's a tragedy, and Romney would have, you know, there really was no difference between them on the core issues. The only issues that are really affected by this are illegal immigration, gay marriage, abortion, that sort of stuff, which doesn't affect every single American, and I don't mean to trivialize it and minimize it for those of you that it does affect. But what affects the American people is the economy and all these wars, and they are going to continue and would have continued along the same path even under Mitt Romney. Remember when Obama campaigned in 2008, he was going to change the economic and war policies of George W. Bush. And then, of course, as soon as he won, no, the agenda is the same, because we understand the real reason for all of these wars in the Mideast is to control resource-rich nations and force them to sell those resources only for the dollar. And Obama has to go along with that or see the U.S. economy fall. And Mitt Romney would have gone along with that or see the U.S. economy fall. So they're really, those issues are unchanged regardless of who we are told won the election last night. Now, Obama may have control of the Senate, but the House is still very much in Republican control. And remember, under the Constitution, revenue-generating resolutions, acts, must originate in the House. And so Obama is probably going to find himself for at least the next 2 years severely hamstrung when it comes to raising taxes. And he's already talking about a huge carbon tax to try and deal with the deficit. You know, even as yet another major snowstorm comes down to pound on us, they're still on that global warming and carbon is bad and we've got to do this and we've got to do that. And it's just more schlock coming from the schlocker-in-chief out there. Now, I am a little disappointed that Proposition 37 in California did go down to defeat. I guess if you spend enough money, you can get Californians to eat anything. But that's what got Adam and Eve into trouble when Eve gave him the apple and said, you don't need to worry about what's inside here. Just go on, bite into that. All will be well. Now, it is coming out more and more that the No on 37 campaign was engaged in massive deceptions, frauds. They apparently impersonated police officers at one point to try and get the police to vote against 37. They were caught using the FDA's logo on their campaign literature, which is that's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. They're not part of the FDA. And it's even more absurd when you realize the FDA is admitting they've never tested GMO food for safety. They rely on Monsanto's results. They call it a consulting relationship. Monsanto says it's great. The FDA says thank you for that information, and they move forward. And we know Monsanto's testing ended at 30 days, which is before the ill effects showed up in that French study and that other study that was in Britain. And so it was doubly untrue to be using the FDA logo. And a big part of the No on 37 campaign is this food has already been scientifically proven to be safe. And that, of course, is an outright lie here. We're going to grab a phone call. Joel in Wisconsin. Aloha, Joel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Joel, are you there?
Hear me?
Yes, there you are. Okay, Joel. Okay. Sorry, we had a little glitch in our mixer board. What's on your mind?
Okay, when Netanyahu openly supports Romney and Romney goes over there and gets money and everybody can see that because it's out in everybody's face. Okay, mm-hmm. Communism is two steps forward and one step back. Then Romney doesn't win and so the masses think, oh my God, look at that. Israel doesn't have the power that they did have.
Well, I think a lot of people are saying that right now, because a lot of people thought Israel's influence and money and, you know, Sheldon Adelson was pouring all that money in there. They thought it was going to swing it for Romney, and they didn't. They failed.
I think it's just for the public, the masses' perception. Israel owns both Romney and Obama.
No, Netanyahu just burned his bridges with Obama. Remember, Obama is now in his second term. He can't mm-hmm. run again. He doesn't need Israel's support anymore. He doesn't need Wall Street support anymore. Unfortunately, sadly, the downside is he doesn't need the American people's support any longer. So, you know, he could go really crazy. But he's going to be thinking about his historical legacy during the second term. He's going to want the history books to treat him kindly. And hopefully he has woken up to the reality that because of the alternative media and the blogs and the Internet, history is no longer for sale to the highest bidder. So I think we might see him sort of Kennedy eyes, because he idolizes Kennedy. And Kennedy got into the White House by very crooked means. He stole the election, too. But once he was in the White House, all of a sudden he said, you know, I think I want to do the job the right way, which, of course, was his downfall. But, no, I think Israel, if you read the Israeli media, they're absolutely in a panic over the results of this election. Thank you for the call. We got to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it's kind of interesting to remember back in 2008 when Obama was campaigning, he supported labeling of GMO foods. And the FDA, despite the abusive use of their logo by the No on 37 campaign, came out No on 37. So it's all about protecting the business interest and not protecting you. Because, hey, if you get sick from eating the GMO foods, not a problem. The pharmaceutical companies have got a pill to cure that extra hand sticking out of the side of your head or something like that here. We're going to go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to briefly tell you a little vignette. I worked the election yesterday as an inspector in the L.A. area, for L.A. area. And I like you, would have voted for Ron Paul. However, I did vote for Gary Johnson, is it?
Yes.
But he was on a ballot. I have no idea what his count was. I'd like to know that. But
he got about 1% of the popular vote.
And how about Jill Stein? You have any?
I don't have a number on her, but obviously was considerably less.
Well, but taken together, when he when what Obama won by 3%, that would have made it significantly near. And I would tell you that a lot of people did stay away or whatever. But mm-hmm. but I wanted to let you know that in processing these votes, and I've done this numerous times before, there's not even there is in Los Angeles, there is at least a mechanism on the ballot where you can actually write in a candidate. And in the precinct I had that had about 750 people show up to vote, only four people, there were only four write-ins. Now, there were no, there's no, in the voluminous instructions they have to the poll workers and the inspectors, there's not even any mention at all on how to incorporate write-ins into the count. There's no way to even do it or even to process those. You can write them in, but there's no way at all. And these are very mature polling instructions and rules. No way at all to accommodate if there really were a write-in. And I just want to let you know. It's just there's no way to count it, no way to absorb it. You can do it, but we didn't know what to do with these.
So. Yeah, nobody was really taking any of those things seriously. We had that apparently up in Ohio. They have such a thing as a certified write-in candidate, and Ron Paul was not considered certified because he'd lost the Republican nomination. And so this is, you know, they put it out there for people to flog on who really can't stand the two candidates, but no, they're not counting them. And unfortunately, until we get a write-in campaign that really produces a significant percentage, they're just going to ignore it. And pretend it isn't there, and they're going to scream and cry that these third party and write in are taking votes away from the legitimate candidates. And I'm not surprised you didn't have that stuff there.
Well, I don't think it will ever be able to do it that I can see, Mike. On
not under the current fraudulent system, they'll never let it happen. I think the last third party candidate who had a decent showing was what was his name, Anderson
or Ross Perot, you know, but. They could do it if they could get on the ballot. If they could get on the ballot and with the alternative, with the migration from the major media to the alternative media, there's mm-hmm. a possibility that could be done, but they'll never let those people, like Ron Paul, he'll never get on the ballot again.
No, the more progress we make toward restoring democracy in the Republic, the harder and more brutal the political parties are going to become. I mean, as I said earlier in the show, they did it to Ron Paul in 2008 and again in 2012. These are people unwilling to admit their own strategic failings. They're desperate to find somebody else to blame so they can go back to say, we'll do better next time, send us your money, give us your votes. No. You know, at this point, I'm seriously considering redeclaring Libertarian because after having the candidate I wanted, you know, sidelined twice, you know, to get these absolute moron puppets like Caribou Barbie shoved at me, you know, I can't respect the current Republican Party leadership. They have gone so far away from the traditional conservative Republican values that I knew as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
It's absurd. But at this point, because of the economy going where it's going, I don't see this political system surviving much longer. And so we really do need to start planning for the next nation. And one of the things that we're putting into the blueprint for the New America is all political parties are on an equal footing. If this party gets their candidate on all 50 states ballots, then so does every other party. And that's it. You know, just like the original United States said, we're not going to respect any one religious institution. We shouldn't grant favored respect to any one political party, because that is, of course, always the path to dictatorship. And so, you know, we need to go back to the system we had when the country started. There were dozens of parties, and it was a contest of ideas and principles, not just who had the biggest checkbook.
Well, I agree with you, Mike. That's it for me. Just want to let you know that. All right.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for sharing that. And yeah, we understand that these precinct workers, they're not prepared to deal with write-in votes. They don't consider it a legitimate area. Real quick, I just saw a thing on CNN. Apparently, Florida is still too close to call. I don't know why they're even bothering. There's only 29 electoral votes. Even if they flip it into Romney's camp, it's not going to change the outcome, unless they're going to try challenges in other states. I hope not. We went through that in 2000. I don't want to deal with that again. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm over at the Huffington Post looking at their live election result display. And I'm looking at the little pop-up for Florida. And by the way, they spell it fluoride, F-L-O-R-I-D-E, little goof there on election night here. They're reporting Obama 49.9% of the vote and Romney 49.3% of the vote. That's obviously 6/10 of a percentage difference. And Obama is ahead by about, call it 50,000 votes in the popular. But that's with 100 precincts reporting. So I'm not sure why CNN is making a big deal about Florida's undecided, because even if they flip it over to Romney's category, the 29 electoral votes will not be a challenge to Obama. So unless they're planning something else in some other state, like going back in and contesting Ohio, which they could do because of that bogus court decision, I'd hate to see a repeat of 2000. But I have to wonder why they're bothering to make a big deal about Florida at this point when the 29 electoral votes by themselves will not change the outcome. We're going to go to the phones here. Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Shannon, are you there?
Well, if you're talking to me, I'm not Shannon.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name?
This is Art, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took the phones out. I took the callers out of sequence here. Art, we're going to talk to you now, and then Shannon will be next. I'm sorry. I was reading my display wrong. Okay, Art, what's on your mind?
That's okay, man. You know, it doesn't surprise me that they're saying Florida's undecided. After all, wasn't it a battleground state once before?
I don't want it to be that whole situation again. You know, we don't need to get dragged through that again. I mean, this election, I think, has probably discredited the whole election process in the minds of any thinking Americans. We can only hope here. I mean, the thing is a joke here. Like I said, you know, I wanted Ron Paul, but being forced to choose between Mitt the Twit and Obama, I went with the known evil in his second term, with Netanyahu having burned his bridges with him, by a very slim margin. So I wouldn't have really cared which one of them won. But, seeing this whole thrash up again, over Florida, that's raising the hairs on the back of my neck. It's Romney and his people getting ready to try and pull something off here again. So we'll see what's going to go from with
that. Absolutely. Okay. But anyway, what I called about was, I had just got done, spent an hour on another show on another network here last hour, and unfortunately, my internet went out at 7:30 Central last night, 8:30 mm-hmm. Eastern, and didn't come back on until 7:30 this morning, so I had to go back and watch Obama's speech, and boy, it was laughable to sit there and try to say that it was an unrehearsed, unscripted speech. That was about as rehearsed and scripted as it gets. But be that as it may, something that we're trying to get going around here, and I'm just going to throw this out to the listeners, we have got to do something to get these people's attention one way or the other. So here's what our plan is, what we're trying to get people to do, and just want the listeners to consider this. We have already contacted our party leadership, and all here in my state where I'm at now. We have contacted our local representatives, our state legislators, virtually everyone we can think of by means of email, letters, phone calls, you name it, we're doing it, telling them absolutely 100% of all of our support for the RNC has now been officially withdrawn. They will get no more from us. We've also begun to contact TV stations, radio stations, all other mainstream media, including newspapers and magazines, telling them we will no longer tune in, we will no longer subscribe, we are pulling our support from them. And the reason why we're doing this is we figure that if nothing else, we are going to hit their bottom line, and we are going to force them to listen to us, or we will take it all away from them by voting with our dollars.
Well, you need to understand that's a good idea, and I think that's a very good message to start sending. Both parties, though, rely very heavily on these corporate donors. But again, the corporate donors are going to stop writing those checks to the Republican Party if the Republican Party can't get the votes together. And so this loss is taking a major, major hit. And maybe the reason they're going to make an issue over Florida is so they can go back to their donors and say, see, we didn't lose by that much. You know, please keep on giving us funding. But I think the message that needs to go out from all Republicans to the Republican leadership is you screwed us over twice. You ignored the candidate that had the largest grassroots support, and you foisted these phonies on us, and you did it twice in a row. You don't get a third chance.
Right, and here's the message we're sending, because you're right. It's the corporate donors. But who are the corporate donors? Who are the corporate donors? A lot of them are mainstream media. So when you cancel your cable, you cancel your papers, you cancel all of these subscriptions and all of these contracts you've got, well, who are you going to be hitting? You're going to be hitting the corporate donors in the end. They're the ones that are going to feel the effects in their wallets. So, yes, we got to get to the attention of the corporate donors, and we do that
by canceling all of our subscriptions, no longer tuning in, no longer listening, and when it starts to affect their wallets, they are going to feel the effects, and then maybe, just maybe, they might be willing to listen. And if they don't, then God have mercy on their assets, because we will not. Thanks, Mike. I'm out, brother.
All right. Well, it's a good idea. And the reality is that the corporate-owned media and cable TV companies are already in trouble. And it's not just from the constant misrepresentations. I mean, we were talking yesterday, CNN's whining about nobody trusts us anymore. Well, you did it to yourselves, guys. And I know that our local cable TV franchise is in serious trouble because people are scaling back on the premium packages or canceling the service completely because they're just showing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And after you've seen The Bourne Tedium for 27 times, you're just saying, I don't even know why I have a TV set. In fact, you know, my wife and I was talking about we had this Toshiba flat panel TV set and it failed. And it turns out they couldn't repair it, and so we're going to have to go out and buy a new flat panel. And we were having a serious discussion. Do we really want to do this? There really isn't anything on TV worth watching anymore. I mean, we watch the news, you know, on our iPhones and our little tiny, you know, office sets. Do we really need a big entertainment TV? Maybe not. And that's probably going to impact the flat panel TV sales this Christmas. You know, they're all out there with the new big super whatever, and people are going to look at that and say, it's nice to have, but, you know, without something really entertaining to watch on it, you know, and I don't think the sports enthusiasts are a significant enough market to keep these retail outlets in the black, but it is, it's already happening. And, you know, I know a lot of people with the corporate-owned TV stations here on Hawaii, and they're on shoestring budgets. I'm not going to name any names or a specific outlet, but I had to go down to one of these things to work on a commercial, I think about 3-4 months back, and it's like this big empty barn of nothing but empty offices, and they're just barely getting by as it is. So, yeah, they're very weak, and if people start turning off those TV channels and, you know, the advertisers get wind of the fact that we're not watching any longer, yeah, it's all going to start falling apart. And all of it goes back to, you know, first of all, if you're an entertainment company and you're not entertaining, you're going to be in trouble. You know, if you're being politically correct and you're indoctrinating. And by the way, my understanding is that movie about the raid that got bin Laden did terrible in the ratings. Nobody tuned in on that one. So, you know, we're all tired of politically correct indoctrination, and we're tired of seeing the same movies just rerunning endlessly, 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 and it's affecting their bottom line as well it should. All right, we got a caller who's been waiting for a while, Shannon in Tennessee. Now we're getting back to you. Shannon, aloha, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, longtime listener. Hey, on another show I was listening to last night on your former network, hey, there was a guest that was on there, Davy Kidd, was talking about getting in touch with our local politicians and at the state and local level and trying to get them on board for doing nullification of federal laws. What do you think about that? And also a comment to the previous caller. I've ditched my cable about 3 years ago because it was overpriced and it was the same garbage over and over again. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even miss it now.
Well, I think probably, to be very honest, if we weren't using our cable TV provider for our internet access, which is also having problems these days, I might add, we probably would have stopped using them again. I mean, when we were living in Washington State many years ago, we had a satellite dish because there was no cable TV in the area, and we were too far out from Seattle to pick up the over-the-air broadcasts even before they went digital, which just destroyed it, the quality of the picture. And you know, we could pick up stuff coming directly from Europe and BBC and all the rest of that. And it was very enlightening to see how the rest of the world viewed the United States at that time. But unfortunately, where we live now, we're not allowed to have a satellite dish. It's against the rules. You may not have a dish. You will buy from the... our local telephone company, though, has gone fiber optic cable, and they're starting to offer TV service over the phone line. So we may look at that, you know, as an alternative. But yeah, the corporate-owned media is in trouble. They've lost the ability to control the public mind. I mean, look how hard the corporate media was shoving Mitt Romney at us, and they failed. They fell on their keisters. And so, yeah, there's an economic reality out there. And I think the advantage is going to the alternative media, like Republic Broadcasting, because we don't have the huge overhead that some of these big TV stations have. You know, they always come in and build a big, shiny building, and they got studios and all this, you know, the very latest and greatest of the professional-grade equipment, and that's all well and good as long as you have the advertisers paying for it. But as soon as the cash flow starts to dry up, you're still having to make payments on all of that overhead, and that's killing them. And the corporations that own the media are willing to keep funding them on a shoestring budget in order to keep their message of propaganda going out there, but that's not a very comfortable existence. Anything else?
About the states nullifying the...
Oh, yeah. I was planning on getting onto that because a lot of states nullified Obamacare, and a lot of states, of course, passed legalization of marijuana. And the federal government is already out there saying marijuana is illegal, and so we're shaping up for a states' rights fight. And this gets right to the heart of the 10th Amendment, where the federal government is not allowed to simply assume jurisdiction and control over anything not explicitly defined within the Constitution. So we could see a constitutional crisis manifest out of this.
Well, I tell you what, the states need to take back the power, and I can tell you Tennessee went overwhelmingly for Romney, even though I didn't vote for him. I voted for Gary Johnson as a protest vote because of the way the Republicans did Ron Paul, because that's who I think would have had the best chance to beat Obama. But anyway, I think the states need to take back everything they can from the federal government. As a matter of fact, I don't even think, other than for national defense, and I mean national defense, not offense, I think that the state should take back everything.
Well, that was the way it was originally set up. The states had all the power. The government was there to act as a mediator, and only in times of war allowed
right.
to create a federalized army. And
right.
we do need to get back to that. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's
okay.
all I got for you, Mike. I appreciate it. Like I said, longtime listener, even from when you were over on the other network, and just keep up the good work. Appreciate you.
All right.
You.
Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Ron in Texas. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No, aloha.
Aloha.
Oh, my gosh. Where do we start? I mean, I could go on for hours right now with you. It is so funny. I mean, this morning, 11:40 here in Fort Worth, you could not get it. It was nothing but static. Well, I turned over to listen to Beck for a little bit to just get some laughs, and it was so crazy I couldn't listen to it. Turned over to listen to Rush, couldn't listen to it. I turned the static back on and got more out of the static than that. Okay.
Yeah, these last few days of campaign speeches, I was watching the Science Fiction Channel.
What are these people going to have to do, Michael? I mean, the economy's on a totally collapse. Only thing that's backing it right now is the military. You know, when Bush, even as bad as he was, at least he asked for 179 or 189 when Obama took off, and now it's 3-something. So, my new hand sign, I just walked in this morning thrice and four. And just flashed it continuously, because that's what the dictator's going to be. The next 4 years, every 4 years, we're going to still have him. God.
Well, the problem is, again, it would have been just the same under Mitt Romney. I mean, he's totally a money junkie. You know, and, you know, anybody who's actually going to try and do the job for the American people, like a Ron Paul, gets kicked out of the club. And, you know, if you really think about it, modern American politics is very much like the high school socias. You remember when you were in high school, the cliques, the beautiful
cliques.
People, the rich kids, and they all hung together and they looked out for each
mm-hmm.
other, and they just thought there was one set of rules for them and another for everybody else. And they grew up and they went into politics, and that's why they behave the way that they do.
It's just crazy. I mean, we're sitting here, you know, one part of me, you wish you could have looked into the future to see Romney winning, just to show these knuckleheads, because everybody's like, oh, you got to vote for Romney, you got to vote for Romney, it's going to be better. He'll get rid of Obamacare and everything. I've had people tell me that all day long. Do you really
mm-hmm.
think that he was going to get rid of the man that invented Obamacare? No.
Yeah.
And then they're telling me I need to move to Russia. I told them, I think I'd rather move to Russia, because at least in Russia, I know it's communist, there's no socialism, and I probably got more freedom than I have in America.
Yeah, the modern Russia is nowhere near as communistic or socialistic as the USSR was. And they seem to have adopted the European model where, yes, you're going to pay a lot of money in taxes, but you get stuff for it. You get free health care. You get higher education. You get good roads and good plumbing and good bridges. Here in the United States of America, we're paying high taxes, but it all goes to Wall Street and Israel and the war machine. We've got lousy roads, collapsing bridges, no flood control in New York, and you're expected to pay for your own education and health care and to go into debt to do it.
Yeah,
So we've got the worst of both worlds.
And here in Texas, too, you're talking about your education. In Texas, all they do is test for the damn text test.
That's another problem with our education system. It's all about getting you ready to pass a test, and once you pass the test, they say, you're now educated, but you aren't. It's just another illusion.
Yeah. I mean, that's all my kids do. They don't learn, you don't get tested for basic math anymore. You don't get tested on what you learn. They just, they let them go to school. They make them go to school for a certain time. If we have ice here, well, you've got to go till 10 o'clock where you can get paid.
We're going to have to bring this call to a close because we're at the end of the segment. We got to take a break for commercials here. But you're absolutely right. The educational system is not educating our children. It is indoctrinating them. It's teaching them things to speak back from memory, but it doesn't teach them to think or solve problems or analyze. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Call me U.S. Steel. 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, the DEA is already out there. I mean, the same DEA that's letting all this cocaine come in from South America, They're on the warpath already. They're going to be enforcing the marijuana laws in those states where marijuana was just legalized. And they say, by golly, if you want to get intoxicated, you will go to the tobacco and liquor companies because they make pay taxes and make campaign contributions. And by golly, we're not going to allow you to grow anything in your own yard that you might have fun with because we can't make money off of that. It makes you independent. We can't have that in this country. What kind of a country would we be if we were independent? Seems to be the thinking out there. And this is going to shape up to being a states' rights issue, and it could lead to a constitutional crisis, along with all those states that basically said the mandatory buying of health insurance is illegal inside their own states. And so we're shaping up to a battle between the states and the federal government. There are already people out there saying it's time to secede. The federal government really is just that little square parcel of land, Sodom on the Potomac. They can run themselves any way they want to, but they don't have any business intruding in states' rights. Again, this goes back to that 10th Amendment. So will the federal government send tanks into your town to make sure you're not toking up on some homegrown, you know, southern window box over here? Will they come in with armed soldiers to force you to buy medical insurance from their campaign donors? We don't know, but that's going to be the end result here. And it comes down to that question. Who is in charge of the states? The states or the federal government? It's not the way it was set up originally here. A little piece of trivia to share with you. Yesterday we were talking about this video that somebody had captured with a cell phone trying to vote on touch machine for Obama, and it kept flipping over to Mitt Romney. And they tried all the other buttons, and they all worked correctly, but when he tried to vote for Obama, it flipped to Mitt Romney. The supervisor of that poll site said, it's no big deal, don't worry about it. And so he shot the video. And when it was up on YouTube yesterday, it was a very bizarre situation because the YouTube showed it only had 859 views, but it had 14,000 likes, which shows that elections and polls aren't the only things being rigged in our society. Now, since that went out, and now that the election is over and they don't care if it's got enough views to be in the top 10, they've updated the count, and it was over 4 million views, which would have put it right up on YouTube's front page, you know, trending video. And that's what they did not want to have happen, and that's why they dicked with the numbers. I'm kind of wondering, looking at this, if they've been dicking around with the numbers on my wife's music videos. Because I'll go back to the same video and check it every few days, and the numbers are staying exactly the same. Which, since I'm viewing it, it should be incrementing at least by one. So YouTube plays games with those view counts in order that you will, you know, when you come to YouTube, you will only see the videos they think you should see. Unless you have an actual search term or URL to follow here. But YouTube got busted rigging the view count. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.